in the supermarkets where you have talking shelves, electronic purses, intuitive customer queuing, that's never going to happen. Stores that recognise and welcome the individual customer, all of these kind of things. This is the future. Maurice Michalowski has been part of the Radio Australia team for some time now, but he's been responsible for putting together a new exhibition where you can actually walk into one of these kind of stores and be interactively dealt with. Maurice, welcome to Radio Australia Today again.
Great to be here again.
So it's actually a store type thing where you walk in and these things happen to you?
It's a concept piece. So there are a number of stores within the pavilion itself. And what we've done is to look at how we can best inform the people there about what the year 2020 might look like from a retail viewpoint.
So that'll happen. So they'll come and say, welcome, Maurice. How are you today? Are you going to have your usual pound of apples?
They will in some of the stores. In some of the stores we have, when you walk up to it, for instance, you'll pick up a garment. And when you pick up that garment, you'll look in front of you and an avatar, which is a cartoon character, in this case not of you, but of a personality, will be trying on the garment for you.
So you to see if it fits.
And how it looks. So not so much to see how it fits in this case, because the avatar is not you. Although the avatar being you is totally possible. It's just that we've chosen this time to use a personality to do it, just to add a bit of flavour to it.
Well, someone who's slimmer and taller and better.
Everything I'm not.
But wouldn't it be possible that in future the avatar would be you?
It's absolutely possible. And in fact, it's totally doable now. So if you come into the store, I'll actually show you where that's being done online, where you become the avatar online. You stand in front of a screen. The screen takes a picture of you. You become the avatar online. And all of a sudden, with hand movements, you can motion to try clothes on. And you can do all kinds of strange things, like go into Facebook, so it takes a picture of you wearing the clothes. You can go into your Facebook at this stage, I don't know why, but you can. And you can ask your friends how you look in the clothes, which is kind of what you do anyway when you go shopping with your girlfriends or boyfriends, more girlfriends I'd say. And you can invite online, so those kinds of things are there. And we're going to see more of them down the track.
The one good thing about it is no more queuing.
Well, we hope not.
To try out those clothes. You know what those women's queues, they're about as a toilet queue.
They are. And there also are some intelligent new outfits where you can try on. So you can go into the cubicles and try clothes on now and stand in those cubicles and have the clothes tried on for you, but also ask attendants to bring you things. Which is kind of old-fashioned, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah, but one kilo here or there on your waist or whatever is going to change completely how you look in those clothes, isn't it? You
know? It is. But the avatar that you carry around, and this is not so much today, but about 5 years from now, the avatar you carry around is actually you. So it has all of your dimensions. It has your weight, your height, whether you've got...
Updated constantly.
Because it's recognising you. It is a part of you.
That's
an extension of your mobile phone.
I'm still trying to get my head around this idea. So at home, you would have designed or put together a certain avatar that you think resembles you the most. And this is a personal avatar that you carry around with you. You might carry it in your purse or your handbag.
You carry it in your mobile device. So whatever that mobile device happens to look like in that period of time, we'll call it a mobile phone now. In your mobile phone, there will be an avatar that lives there. It's just one of the characters in it. When you go into a store or when you go into any kind of retailer or wherever it may be, and you want to take on that persona, you want to go online while you're in the store, this avatar is one of the options you'll have that will jump out and it will represent you.
If we're going to go that way, what's the point of actually going to a store? You can just do this all at home.
Great question. Now, the use of retail is actually strange. Most of us don't go shopping to buy things. We actually go shopping because it's some kind of form of entertainment. Now, having said that, I need to say this, that I'm not talking about convenience goods like supermarkets. We obviously walk in and out of there, although with that we're going to see a change, and that's already in the wind.
Well, people do go and sort each other out, don't they? You know, depending on how you put your bananas in your trolley, you might find yourself the next love of your life.
Well, you may do, and they do say that's a great place to go to look for men and women if you are that way inclined or single. But what's going to happen? A convenience goods. The supermarket's already working towards this, that you'll shop online, your home will actually know what you need, so it'll know you run out of milk or peanut butter or whatever it is you want. It'll put together a shopping list, and it will send that shopping list across to the supermarket or the convenience store, and it'll be ready when you walk in. So it'll actually be boxed and ready and refrigerated, and of course it can deliver it to your home. But the reason it's ready in store is so that you can then do the non-routine purchases. So the things that you really want to spend some time looking around for, if you think about it, that we really want to walk around picking up milk and picking up bread, those things we do often, it's really a waste of our time. It would be far better if it was ready for us.
That's the really hot thing you could do with the air conditioner.
Yeah. So most of us now shop, in fact, forgetting those routine goods, most of us now shop when we go to a mall or a shopping centre. It's really as a form of entertainment. It's somewhere to go out, somewhere to get away from the house or away from the job, to meet some friends, to go maybe to the cinema as well, so to do other things. And that's where people will go back into the retail store. In fact, what's interesting, out of a research piece that just got came out about 2 weeks ago out of the States, they're saying that the major reason that online shopping is working is because of offline shopping. In other words, the stores that are doing really well, the Walmart, the JCPenney's and those online, are doing well because they're saying to people, buy it online, but come into store to pick it up. So they're actually driving traffic into store. In other words, we'll put the dress away, we'll put the shoes away, we'll put the handbag away, we'll put away whatever you want. It's done and dusted, don't worry about it. Come in whenever you're ready, pick it up.
I thought I'm like that too. I was looking at the gym the other day and I thought I wanted to go to the store, even though I could have bought it online. Mm-hmm. It's more fun to go in and just look at them all.
Yeah. And especially for, you know, depending on what the purchase is, we really need to be tactile at times. We need to feel it, we need to touch it, we might need to smell it or come in contact with it. Those things are not going to disappear. But
well, Bruce, are you being a bit pie in the sky here? Because when I was a kid, I went to the first supermarket in Australia. Mm-hmm. Right, it opened up just up the road from us. It was huge. It was called a New World. It had a big rocket out the front.
That was the one in Kew?
No, it was in Sydney.
In Sydney.
In Sydney. And it was so exciting. The lights were so bright. The shelves had everything on it. It hasn't changed. Things have not changed. The supermarkets are still the same, still as bright, still got the same rosed columns and whatever, little slight changes with signs and everything. But in that was 40, I was only a babe, but you know, it was 40-something years ago. Have things, if they haven't progressed that much since then in supermarkets, what's making you think that in 10 years they will all of a sudden go space age and Captain Kirk?
I don't think they're going space age and Captain Kirk, but I would argue that the supermarkets have changed over the last 40 years. But what we're looking at is a very different, more sophisticated business than it was. Certainly the back end is very different. Behind the scenes is extremely different than it was before. For all of the major chains, all of that's automated now. So the purchasing is actually done by computers that recognise stocks going on and off shelves. Things are being picked and packed automatically. So the back end is far different.
But for us, there's still that little wooden divider when you're putting all your stuff on the shelf there, and they still ask you if you want a bag, and then, you know.
Although we are seeing our self-checkout, and that's going to become more and more evident. Safeway or Woolworths is running them out throughout Australia.
Have you done those? I have done those,
especially when I only have a handful of items and you don't really do it between the queue and someone has 20 items.
How do they work?
Well, you push your trolley over to one of those self-checkouts and everything is, you know, the whole process is talked through via this computer that sits right in front of you, and you yourself have to grab those items out of the trolley, pass them through the scanner, it scans it, and then you're supposed to put it into your bag on a certain side of this machine, and it'll be able to tell whether you've actually put something on there because it's sensitive to the weight as well. So it goes all berserk when you decide, no, I've already scanned it, and I want to put it somewhere else. So there is a certain process. There will be somebody who will be just be watching, the staff who would be just, you know, does anybody need any help? It's a bit of a learning curve.
Well, it's another reason. It's another reason to have less staff. Now, if we go back to supermarkets, when I grew up, you know, the checkout person used to have to remember all the prices, and the cash registers were very different. They used to weigh them at that. You know, it was a very different experience. Nowadays, it's automated again at that front end. Checkout people, including my son, just need to be able to barcode. You know, they need to be able to scan. So that's different as well. What you're talking about is very interesting because it's actually old technology that Coles and Woolworths are putting in. What you're talking about is barcode recognition, and you're absolutely right. That's what's going into the supermarkets now.
So that's old now.
It's old. The next technology is actually here. It's RFID, radio frequency identification. And what it does is actually within the barcode or within the label, it buries a little chip, a really small microchip into every item. And every item is uniquely identified. I mean, every item. So every can of baked beans is actually different from every other pair, from every other can, according to this little ID chip. What happens with RFID is you no longer need individual barcodes. The store itself becomes a recognition, or the warehouse itself recognises the entire pallet. So you can now drive a truck in, literally drive a truck into a warehouse, and it will, as it goes through the scanner, recognise every single individual item on that truck and put it into its inventory.
But now, if you've just taken one carrot?
Then one carrot also. What's going to happen with those?
That doesn't have a barcode.
You'll print one out. So what you'll do is then print one out and stick it on. Now, that's why it's not around into store at the moment, because there are those kinds of things that make perfect sense. They also have issue because technically if you put it onto a water bottle, the water within it actually stops that RFID tag working properly. So there are all kinds of things. Still cans don't work well with it yet in store, but the technology is there for it to be done. What's going to happen with that his RFID will actually follow you from home into the supermarket and back home again. So your home, because it recognises all of those RFID tags in your home, in your cupboard, in your fridge and wherever else you have them, it'll actually be able to send you a message into the supermarket and say, hey, you forgot the can of baked beans or you've forgotten whatever it is, I need this. When you get into the supermarket, your mobile phone or whatever the device is will give you your shopping list aisle by aisle, and it will also give you directions. So it'll tell you, you know, this is where the baked beans are, this is where the ice cream is, this is where everything else is. I'll show you this at the exhibition. And it guides you around the store and tells you when your shopping list is complete and what you need to buy. When you take it back home, all those items are recognised by your shelf or by your fridge or wherever it is you're stocking it, and again, it replenishes it from that. So you can have all these conversations. What's interesting in store with that is that you can also now start to get recipes and advice. So if it knows you want you use a particular can of baked beans, and it knows because your PDA, this is not sharing information, but your PDA knows your shopping list, it says, look, you're buying this and you usually buy this, and I know we cook this kind of stuff. How about trying this tonight? And it will give you video on demand, which it does, which we'll show. It gives you video on demand, so it'll be able to show you somebody cooking something, it'll be able to give you the recipe for it, it'll be able to change the ingredients if you want. And if you want that, if you wanted that particular recipe, it'll put together a shopping list in the store and again send you around for where everything is.
We're seeing a trend towards that now, I think. I mean, it's not so advanced, but it's quite subtle now, that these big supermarket chains are providing their brochures of what's on sale together with recipe suggestions, saying, you know, under $10 this week you can feed your family, how about this particular recipe, and you need to, these are the three or four items that you need in order to produce this.
And that's absolutely right, because what we're talking about in the future, not just for retail, is really that we have a higher sense of intimacy at the moment, that we are increasingly becoming more engaged with whoever it is we're speaking with, whether it be a retail store, whether it be the university we go to or our parents around the corner. With levels of technology, we really can get, not face-to-face actually, but face-to-face virtually with them and really become part of that bigger, broader conversation. To me, I think we're walking through what I call the eye of an evolution. Now, it's really only 10 or 15 years from now we'll realise how close we've all become, in the sense that we can really reach out. You know, the Facebooks we now take for granted, many of us, the LinkedIn, the Twitters, those kind of things are bringing us together. Into retail, it's going to do exactly the same thing. We know that we can get a pair of red shoes anywhere around the world. I tell my retail clients quite happily that 60% of all our decisions now are made online. They're not made in the retail store. If I want to buy something, I'll jump online, I'll research, I'll find the price, I'll find where it's available, I'll get some reviews on it, I might have a look at it virtually. I'll do all kinds of things. So when I walk into the store, I'm a more informed buyer and I'm there for a particular purpose.
Your exhibition's on at the Melbourne Convention Centre. Where's the Convention Centre?
It's opposite the casino.
Funny about that.
Only about that.
Yeah, okay. And you'll be able to go into a store. So if you're in Melbourne, go and have a look. It's on, let's see, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, 10 till 5. It's really interesting stuff. Morris, from morrisyoureyeonthefuture.com, you've got something on your website about this too.
I do. If you go to the retail space, it'll be quite obvious when you get there, you'll actually be able to watch some preview videos before the exhibition starts.
Morris Masalowski, thank you for that. This sounds really interesting. Thank you very much for that.